Tonight, from El Monte, California, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Eddie Cantor. Seven Hope, broadcasting from El Monte, California on April Fool's Day, advising you all that if you use Pepsodent and make it a rule, when you meet the kind of gal that makes you drool, she'll never give you a look that's cool and make you feel like an April Fool because you have a mouth like an empty vestibule. Well, here we are in El Monte, California on Highway 101. Yes, sir, and they really catch a lot of speeders here. Most towns in California have cops who hide behind billboards, but not here. The El Monte cops hide behind El Monte. I wouldn't exactly say that this is a small town, but all the dogs have to walk around on their hind legs. In fact, it's so small that if you own a dachshund here, you have to get a license for his rear half in Pomona. Sort of a tale of two cities. But I did get through April Fool's Day all right. I only got fooled once. I tried to cross Garvey Boulevard on a green light. I didn't get hurt badly, just 6 stitches in my left rear fender. I should have realized it was April Fool's Day, though. You know, every day when I get up, I take a bubble bath. Well, this morning, someone switched packages on me. It was the first time I ever took a bath with bubble gum. I thought I'd April Fool one of these El Monte people, so I put on some old clothes, wrapped to the back door, and said, "Madam, I'm hungry." He said, "I heard your last show, Mr. Hope, and you're not kidding." But I'm all set for Easter anyway. Easter, that's the day when the rabbits come out and take vows for the work the hens have been doing all winter. You know, they're not rolling eggs on the White House lawn this year. Instead, Margaret Truman will sing Chicory Chick after a short address by Senator Hatch. Yes, sir, but I'm all set for the Easter parade next Sunday. I'm wearing my navy blue culottes, a kumquat in my lapel, and my chartreuse beret with a pink tassel. I walk alone. Last year, our whole cast made the Easter parade together. It was wonderful. I heard a tourist turn to her husband and say, "Look, Roscoe, there go the losers from Truth or Consequences." And the way those Hollywood people dress on Easter, even Trigger was wearing open-toed horseshoes. But there's never a time when you don't see Sinatra neatly dressed. His own legs always keep a sharp crease in his trousers. Last year, I bought my suit from Hank, the night watchman. The only trouble with it was you had to punch a time clock every hour or your pants fell off. And the ladies' evening gowns are more daring than ever this year. Now the front is daring the back. And the big flowery hats are the vogue this year. I saw one girl wearing a big hat, and she had so many flowers on it, two funerals were following her. One woman paid $50 for a hat that went out the sidewalk and saw Dorothy L'Amour wearing one exactly like it. I don't know what happened, but next year I'm making a picture called My Favorite Ball Head. Yes, sir. Hey, what's the big idea? What is all this?
Four brand new Chevrolets, Bob.
Four Chevrolets? Well, why bring them here?
Tuning them up for our first week's contest winners.
I didn't know,
We're announcing their names next Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday night, that's great. First four winners announced next week. And this week, Pepsodent's giving away four more Chevrolets. Chevrolets, just for writing a jingle. Wendell?
Yes, folks. Pepsin is celebrating the release of Bob's new picture, My Favorite Brunette, with a series of weekly contests.
And the North and South Carolina premieres tomorrow night in Greenville, South Carolina. I got it in. Yes, sir.
Pepsodent's giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days. And our second week's contest closes next Saturday midnight. So if you want to win, hurry. Again this week, as grand first prizes, 4 Chevrolets, brand new Fleetmaster 4-door sedans. Next 8 prizes, new Frigidaire cold walls, big 7 cubic foot refrigerators. Next 10 prizes, crisp new $100 bills. Enter tonight. Here's all you do. Just finish a simple 2-line jingle starting with the words, My Favorite Brunette. Finish your 2-line jingle so the last word of both lines rhymes. Write about anyone, your husband, wife, friend, even your dog. For example,
My Favorite Brunette is a guy named Joe. I married the man because I love him so.
My Favorite Brunette is only free. When she wants her daddy, she calls for me.
A mail your jingle with the top and bottom of any Pepsodent carton or toothbrush label. Mail to Pepsodent, Box 3636, Chicago, Illinois. That's Pepsodent, Box 3636, Chicago, Illinois.
I've been up all night writing, I'll tell you about it.
Complete rules given later in the program. Also in Sunday papers and at drug counters. So send your entry before next Saturday midnight. Pepsodent giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days.
And Frigidaires and uranium and everything. Dollar bills, other bills. And now, ladies and gentlemen, poor Miriam steps out of the commercial and stops peddling irium long enough to present you with a few cadenzas under her own name. And in her own hometown, Miss Trudy Ewan, ladies and gentlemen.
Just as much as ever. Do you dream about me night and day? Do you want each kiss to last forever? Tell me what I long to hear you say. Do you miss me just as much as ever? Than words can tell. Do you hope our paths will never sever? When you stop beside a wishing well, this is heavenly. Now I know that dreams come true.
Assisted by Desi Arnaz and his 32 musical relatives. And it's a nice tune, Do You Love Me Just As Much As Ever, the new Goldmine Music Company hit, Nick Kenny. I say, that was wonderful, Trudy. So you're Miriam, huh? Mm-hmm. And I've been squeezing the tube. My, what a waste of time. Say, it's hard to believe you're poor Miriam, the gal the boys won't take out.
That's right, Bob. 21 and never been kissed.
Where do you buy your track shoes? Talk to me, Trude. Seriously, Trude, what are you doing after the show tonight?
Nothing, Bob.
Then how about going out with me?
I'd love to, Bob.
Hey, Trudy. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing. I'm going out with Bob.
Oh. She's an optimist, isn't she? Say, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we... thank you, Trudy. Tonight we'd like to... we plan to show you the Jingle Contest prizes, but Professor Colonna hasn't arrived yet, so I expected that. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Professor Colonna.
Colonna, when you talk, what's the reason for that funny noise?
Calling from a chain drugstore.
Look, Professor, you started with that truckload of Chevrolets for the Jingle Contest last week. What's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, but I had to return and get some frigid air, too. And I backed up all the way to the frigid air plant.
Colonna, that plant is 2,000 miles away. For what ridiculous reason did you back up all that distance?
Can't stand bugs on my windshield.
So you're bringing Chevrolets and Frigidaires both on this trip. Colonna, you've got quite a load.
Yeah, you can smell it over the telephone wire, too. Oh, wait a minute, Hope. The traffic light's turning red.
Professor, with all those Frigidaires and Chevrolets on the truck, you'd better take it easy. Don't go through that red light.
Don't worry, Hope. I'll make it. Here goes.
Colonna, what happened?
Got any use for a deep freeze Chevy?
Colonna, be careful. I wish there was someone there to watch you.
Well, I have my helper.
Your helper? Who's that?
Joe Schlunk, the midget.
Joe Schlunk, the midget? Who's he?
Well, you know when you take a bath?
Yes.
He's the little guy who sneaks up out of the drain pipe and draws the circle.
You know, Colonna, you shake my sanity.
No, you shake my sanity. It's looser.
Well, hurry up and get here, Colonna. You got a long trip. Doesn't the time drag?
Oh, not at all, Hope. I'm dictating my favorite brunette jingles to my secretary.
Well, who's your secretary?
My favorite redhead. Come here, Blondie.
Colonna, she's a redhead and her name is Blondie? How is that possible?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
I got to say to you, Colonna, is that if you don't get here fast, you're through.
Oh, don't worry, Hope. I'll be right there. All right, here I go, Hope. Nothing can stop me now. I'm coming to a railroad crossing.
Slow down. I hear the train coming.
Oh, I'll make it. Don't bother me. I'm in the dining car.
I think the medical school made a mistake and kept his brain and sent him the bottle. But it takes all kinds of people to make a world, and I should worry. Here it is, spring, and everything is beginning. The blossom, the tulips, the roses, even the wallflowers.
Hello, Mr.
Well, Miss Vera Vega. Charming, vivacious, pretty, lovely, gorgeous, fascinating, talented, leading lady.
Oh, well, Mr. Hope, a handsome, debonair, suave, romantic, dashing, good-looking, gifted comedy star.
Well, that's what I get for hiring a scriptwriter from Life Can Be Beautiful. But I guess we should be nice to each other. Easter is almost here.
Oh, yes, let's be nice, Mr. Hope. Mm-hmm. Tell me, will you spend the holiday with your family, or are those Santa Anita stables still overcrowded?
No, they're a lot roomier now ever since your relatives flunked their saliva test.
Oh, you pooped out South Snouch, you. Yeah. You know, you're just lucky that I'm tired from doing my Easter shopping, that's all.
Oh, you've been out buying some eggs?
Buying eggs? When I work with you?
Another country heard from. Buying egg. You should have come earlier and helped me with the hatching. Well, tell me, how do you like your Easter shopping, Miss Vague?
Oh, dear, it was lots of fun. I stood under the mistletoe all afternoon. Yeah.
Miss Vague, this is Easter, not Christmas. How could you stand under the mistletoe all afternoon?
I don't ask ask questions. I just have fun.
Was it really very crowded shopping, Miss Vane?
Oh, crowded. It was simply awful. But anyway, I came out with my own arm's length.
Well, better luck next time.
Mr. Holt, if you see me in the Easter parade, will you do me a favor and stoop over so I can put my best foot forward? I think you're so smart. Because you got your picture in Look magazine this week, you know.
Oh, did you see that?
Anyway, oh, I know it. I bought a new dress, and Mr. Hope, you should see the latest style. Women's dresses are getting longer and necklines higher.
Yeah, well, what will all this lead to, Miss Vague?
Spinsters. I'm just joking. You know, those dresses are very, very attractive. And who cares what they look like so long as they attract members of the opposite sex?
Well, those styles don't attract me, and I'm a member of the opposite sex.
Yes, I guess you are, Mr. Hope. The question is, opposite of what?
Well, being here with you, it's a little hard to tell, but I...
Change the subject. Listen, Mr. Holt.
Yes.
Now, be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the average woman's outfit weighs only 2 pounds and the average man's outfit 8 pounds?
Yes, wonderful odds, aren't they, huh?
Now, don't be silly, Mr. Holt. This is back in the gay 90s when they were traveling in the horse and buggy, the average woman's outfit weighed 15 pounds. And now when the automobile came in, it weighed 8 pounds. Now in the aeroplane era, it's only 2 pounds.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll really ever develop a workable rocket ship. Nice show, Bill Vane. How about that? Very, and I want you on hand, Vera Vane, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Santa Fe Super Chief is bringing the My Favorite Brunette special here with the favorite brunettes of 15 cities this week. You're going to be there, too, aren't you, Wendell? Tell them how to win a new Chevrolet for sending in those jingles.
Pepsin is giving away 4 Chevrolets every 7 days. And our second week contest closes next Saturday midnight, April 5th. So enter tonight. Just finish a 2-line jingle starting with the words, My Favorite Brunette. The last word of both lines must rhyme. For example,
My Favorite Brunette is my own dear wife. When she said yes, it brightened my life.
Write on one side of any piece of paper, mail it with your name and address to Pepsodent, Box 3636. That's Box 3636. Chicago, Illinois. Send as many entries as you wish, each on a separate sheet of paper, attached to each entry, the top and bottom of any Pepsodent carton, either Pepsodent toothpaste, tooth powder or antiseptic, or a toothbrush label or facsimile. All these prizes each week. 4 brand new Chevrolets, Fleetmaster four-door sedans, 8 new Frigidaire cold wall refrigerators, 10 $100 bills. Entries judged on originality and aptness of thought and become property of Pepsodent, none returned. Judge's decision final. Duplicate prizes for ties. Any person in the United States, territories, or possessions may enter, except employees of Lever Brothers Company, their advertising agencies, and their families.
Scotty L'Amour.
Yes. Woo!
You're not as old a man as I thought. Well, look. Well, I'm glad you like the picture, Eddie. How do I stack up?
Bob, with Donnie L'Amour in the picture, who notices how you stack up?
You must be using the better type of adrenaline. How old are you, Eddie?
I'll tell you the truth. I don't lie to you. We're old friends. 39.
No coaching from the audience, please. Now, look, how could you possibly be 39 when you've been in show business for 40 years?
The stork had to stop and play a benefit.
You know, Eddie, I remember you when you were a big star in the Ziegfeld Follies, and I was just selling papers in Cleveland.
Really? Wasn't selling papers a silly job for a grown man?
Eddie.
Yes?
Admit it, I was just a kid then. Admit it, you aren't a chicken anymore.
No, but I can still lay eggs as fast as ever.
Well, you've got your own nest. Don't louse up mine, will you?
Oh,
Tommy, Daddy, how'd you get your start in show business?
Bob, I started out as a little boy in Gus Edwards' Review with a couple of other fellows named Winchell, Jessel, and Jolson. Honestly, I did, Bob. I often wonder, whatever happened to those guys?
Oh, they're probably living a normal life.
Well, I had a hard time getting started, but I do have a lot of great memories. In fact, you know, Robert, I'd say that I have more to look back on than anybody in show business.
Have you seen Crosby in a bathing suit lately?
Not since Santa Anita. Listen, yeah. Bob. Tell me, how did you ever start out in vaudeville, Bob?
Well, I started out doing a soft shoe dance.
You doing a soft shoe dance?
Well, I didn't plan it that way. I just couldn't afford soles, that's all. But there was nothing like those vaudevillers. You know, we'd have made a perfect team, Eddie. You with those banjo eyes.
Yeah. And you with that pick.
Please, don't say pick. Petrillo will make us pay dues. Let's show... let's show the folks... Hello, Schmo.
Say, Mo, do you know Art?
Art who?
Artesian.
Sure, I know Artesian well.
Boy, we had a dig for that one.
Well, we pumped that enough. Let's go.
Say, Mo, did you hear Gypsy Rose Lee is going to Washington?
Gypsy Rose Lee is going to Washington?
Yeah, she's going to put a motion before the House.
I hear she swings a lot of weight. Say, Smo. Smo, how do you like the cigar I'm smoking? It's an expensive cigar.
How expensive?
I don't know, but the guy smoking it was driving a Cadillac.
No! Say, Mo, why does the president have his daughter do all his sewing?
I don't know, Smo. Why does the president have his daughter do his sewing?
Because she's a singer? Whoa! That'll keep you in stitches. Say, Mo. Do you know my parents had a funny accident in Kansas City?
Is that so? What was that?
Do you know my parents had a funny accident in Kansas City?
Is that so? I thought you were born in New York. And now the minstrel men, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Hambo.
What were you running up the street for last night, Sambo?
Oh, I just stopped the fire.
How'd you do it?
I quit.
Sambo, y'all remember my brother Showboat?
I sure do. Where is Showboat now?
He's still up the river. Whoa! You know, Sambo, every time I kiss my wife, she close her eyes and holler.
I'll say she do.
Huh? What did you say?
I say she do.
I ain't seen you lately, Sambo.
I got me a job in a bartender school.
In a bartender school? What do you do there?
Nothing. I just hang around and drink the mistakes.
Boy, I see you has got in your paw a letter.
Yeah, I just received a missive from my old Aunt Obnoxious. She has got 15 kids now. One more and she goes on We the People.
Man, one more and she is We the People.
And now for those jolly Dutch comics, Jolson Meyer.
Say, Schultz, are you there?
Yeah, Meyer, ich bin hier.
Schultz, you want to ask me something?
Yeah, tell me, Meyer, why do you have a hole in the floor of your room?
I live over a delicatessen. Have a weenie.
Say, Meyer, sagen Sie mir, why in the candy store is the jelly beans different colors?
I don't know, Schultz. Why the candy store the jelly beans different colors is there?
Well, the jelly beans different colors is so the boy jelly beans should be told apart from the girl jelly beans.
Meyer, why should it be told apart the boy jelly beans and the girl jelly beans?
That, Schultz, is nobody's business except another jelly bean.
Well,
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories wind around the door, whispering thrilling stories, I long to hear once more. Smiling with my girlie where the dew is pretty early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup. I adore.
Get the flip.
If I had a Latin class for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be a Carolina in the morning.
Great Crusade, to give it UCA, a place to share their good times where good citizens are made. And we thank you so much.
Say, I want to thank Eddie Cannon for a wonderful job. What is well, huh? Really great. Thank you, Eddie. I'll see you Thursday night on your Pabst Blue Ribbon Show.
I'll be with you.
Thanks, Trudy Ewan, for a fine song. Nice thing to say in her own hometown. Trudy Ewan, a grand job. Next week, we welcome Mr. Al Jolson, ladies and gentlemen, as our guest. If we can borrow them from Bing. And thanks to you people of El Monte, California, for letting us lend a hand in your campaign to build a youth center. You know, folks, more and more towns like El Monte are learning that a crime wave costs a lot more than a youth center. A little more work on the playground makes a lot less work in the police force. Yes, sir, the youth center is America's most important assembly line. A boy or girl comes in one end, and a good citizen goes out the other. Congratulations, El Monte.
Good night, everybody.
Wendell Niles reminding you to send your jingles right away. Pepsodent's giving away four.